AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's state visit to Britain has begun. That's the sound of the Westminster Abbey Choir. The president and the first lady paid respects at the grave of an unknown British warrior who was buried at the Abbey. The president is signing a guest book at Westminster Abbey. Along with the visit is Queen Elizabeth, showing the president around the Abbey. Earlier, the president unleashed a Twitter tirade after a newspaper column in which London Mayor Sadiq Khan said President Trump did not deserve red carpet treatment and was one of the most egregious examples of a growing global threat from the far right to liberal democracy. The president responded on Twitter that Khan is a stone-cold loser who should focus on crime in London and not him. Following the U.S. threat of tariffs, Mexico is warning tariffs could gut the economies of both countries and would allow 250,000 more Central Americans to migrate north. Trade talks continue. President Trump wants Mexico to do more to stop Central American migrants from getting into the country. The proposed tariffs would take effect on June 10th. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says he will be resigning soon. And it's his decision.
The history of the CEA is that the CEA chair changes about every 2 years. I think that President Clinton had 4 CEA chairs, if I'm counting right. President Bush had 5. President Obama had 4.
Hassett says it's a little bit sad to leave, but it's time to move on. Police in Chicago say 52 people were shot over the weekend. 10 of them were killed. The department says there were 18 arrests, 19 seized guns over the weekend. A court in Sweden has ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who is now jailed in Britain and suspected of rape in Sweden, shouldn't be held in absentia. The ruling doesn't mean a preliminary investigation in Sweden should be abandoned. This is AP Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has announced a new project that will help cancer patients get experimental drugs.
What this new project does is offer a concierge service to physicians that are requesting drugs that fall under the program. In other words, unapproved drugs for patients that usually don't have any other treatment options.
Dr. Richard Pazdur at the FDA is leading the effort. Nancy Goodman begged 8 companies to let her young son try experimental medicine for a brain tumor that ultimately killed him.
Why couldn't we have used them for Jacob when he needed them? Maybe they wouldn't have worked, but he never got the chance.
It's too late for Nancy Goodman, but Project Facilitate is moving forward.
Some people are going to be healthier. Some people may be saved even. It's, you know, it's a life of value. What the FDA is doing is, it's a really heroic step.
The project by the FDA only involves drugs for cancer and not other diseases. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.